I have been called toxic in the past. I am a little bit selfish. I'm not going to lie about that. I'm not that feminine, and I have social anxiety.
That's crazy.
Yes.
You should have just ran off. Ain't no reason to keep talking to her at that point. I would appreciate the honesty, but women aren't dishonest. You think a woman going to say all this to a guy she like? If she's saying all this to you, she don't like you, period. If she's painting herself in any type of negative light or keeping it real about negative things about herself, she ain't feeling you, dog. You're not going to get that puss. You ain't going to get it.
So that's a few things about me.
Well, what do you do? What are you like doing to try to fix some of that?
Nothing. I'm telling you so you can work around it.
Facts. I don't like you, nigga. Get away. That's what she's saying.
As you can see, Your Honor, the husband had his doubts before the child was born. The child's now 5, and now that the parties are getting divorced, he doesn't want to pay child support. That is the child's father to him.
I was with this medium ugly guy, and he still cheated on me. From now on, I'm only going to let hot guys make me cry. Fair enough. Most guys are trash anyway. You should only give your energy to the conventionally attractive ones. I was with this girl and she cheated on me. Like, she was not even that pretty. And it's like, ugh, not even that pretty? She's a queen. And maybe if you saw her and treated her as such, she wouldn't have cheated on you. Have you ever thought maybe you're the problem?
Yeah, don't look for anything that makes sense from society. And if you're a guy, don't look for any sympathy or understanding from society.
I don't think it makes a difference. Because always come to the table expecting.
Are you going on a second date?
If I pay for myself.
Are you going on a second date with him?
No, probably not.
Based on if he pays for the date or not, that determines whether he's getting a second date. You could have lost a genuine connection based on how you feel about first dates.
That's not what I want. Yeah, oh well, I lost it.
Bitch, you fat as fuck. Like, you got the nerve to be arrogant and talk about, oh well. Like, all you gonna be is a pump and dump for Pookie and Ray Ray. You fat as fuck. You got a bad attitude, I can tell already. And you got the nerve to be talking about, oh well, if I lost a genuine connection. You ain't gonna be saying that. Well, maybe you will, because you're just fucking stupid. Maybe you will be saying that when you're 60 and 70, you dumbass bitch. But you ain't going to be happy. I'll tell you that.
So I caught my wife of 11 years cheating on me.
Typical.
Caught her red-handed. I came out to go for a ride. I don't know what to do. It's over. It's got to be over. 11 years. It's a cornfield behind me. I think that's where this belongs. I work hard, 40, 50 hours a week.
Well, you had a good run. You had a longer run than most guys. And she don't give a damn about how many hours you work. If she ain't happy, she ain't happy. That's her mentality. These bitches never yours, bro. It was only your turn. You had an 11-year turn, though. Probably only 1 or 2 years were actually happy years, but hey.
She says, y'all spent enough time with me. How am I gonna take care of the family if I don't work?
That's why I would never do that stay-at-home wife shit. Bitch, you need to be busy, too. Because if she's sitting at home, that's just more time and opportunity for her to hop on another dick. While I'm working. No, you go work too. Even if we don't need the money like that, you go get a job too, bitch.
It's been a few days since I let my tiny ex-girlfriend beat the shit out of me with field hockey sticks and baseball bats. And if you're a guy, you might know how hard that is not to swing back, especially when your own safety is at risk. Do you know how hard
you swing back and you pack your shit and leave and never come back. If she tried to press charges, hey, it was self-defense. Or actually, record that shit on the low. I don't care if you got to buy some detective glasses, some spy glasses. Record that shit on the low. And you defend yourself and, you know, do what you got to do. And then leave and never, you know, talk to her again. If you got kids, oh well. You will visit them when you can visit them. I'm not about to stay in the house and get beat by a bitch.
Field hockey stick is. She could have killed me. She had free range cracking up my skull many times. The problem is, every time I pushed her off of me or restrained her, she would get right back up and start swinging. If you're a girl and you beat on men because you know they're not going to swing back, you're a coward.
What is, like, respectful in a relationship?
Trusting the person and not paying somebody to see if they would cheat.
But it happened.
Not true.
You went on a date with this girl.
It wasn't a date.
She literally told me that you took her out to eat.
No.
Yeah, and you guys hooked up. You can't sit here and deny that.
I am denying because it's not true.
Okay. Sure.
She's a client, and after we were working out, we got food, which was across the street.
That's not what she told me.
That's what I'm telling you.
She told me you guys had sex.
I'm telling you we didn't.
So are you saying she's lying?
I'm saying she's lying.
Let's find out from her.
Okay.
All right.
Oh my God.
Paula, can you tell him what you told me?
So I pretty much told her that you took me to this really fancy restaurant, and afterwards we went back to my place and hooked up.
And that he came onto you in the car and you guys were kissing?
Yes.
Yeah, see?
Why would you sit here and lie?
I lied because...
So you weren't telling the truth?
I didn't think that she deserved you, so I lied.
Oh my God.
That's what that bitch get for listening to some random bitch over her own man. Good for her. You got played. Goofy ass broad. Yeah, if your girl going to college, just forget about it, man. She getting pounded out by the football team. Okay, maybe that's extreme, but she getting pounded out by somebody. It's not you because you ain't there. So just move on with your life.
Goofy alert, the city girl's getting out of hand. This man is facing backlash because he left this woman with a $3,100 tab because she decided to bring her whole family on their one-on-one date. Basically, this girl still thought it was hot girl summer and decided to bring 23 family members to her blind date and make the man pay for all their food. My man's decided to eat with them and walk straight out. Now he's facing a little criticism from the Emily's on Twitter claiming that a real man...
No, man, see, you setting yourself up for false allegations. I'm sure they'll come up with some type of criminal charge to put on you. Fellas, you can't get away with pulling moves like that. Women can. You can't. You still gonna go down. Even though she was in the wrong for bringing that many people, you should have just got up and left.
I would have stayed and paid the tab. Why would you bring your family and friends on a blind date thinking that you're gonna do some city girl stuff? He didn't invite the whole family. But hey, what do you guys think about this?
Real reason why your last relationship didn't work out?
She changed her mind and said I could not fuck other women anymore after she was 7 months pregnant. Welcome to single Mothersville. Population, her.
You know what's funny to me? Women in their 30s who get mad at men in their 30s who like women in their 20s. Who conveniently forget that when they were in their 20s, they also went after men in their late 20s and early 30s. Even some in their late 30s, early 40s. And some even more older than that. Yet when they hit 30 and they're done with their hot girl shit, they conveniently think the men in their 30s are supposed to just want them. Those men in their 30s, they were the 20-year-old men that you didn't want because they were broke.
Oh yeah, they'll find a way to shame you. They'll say you like girls, you're a P. You know what the P stand for. You know what I mean? Oh, you're sick. Sorry, we don't want your old washed up ass now.
We're immature. We're just not worth your time. So guess what, boo-boo? The players change. The game remains the same.
Big
advice
facts
to all my fellas. Do not try to be her knight in shining armor, bro. Because the odds are, she don't even know what she's looking for in a man. And if she didn't have a thorough dad or somebody in her life, she's judging you based off of the men that she follows online. And since half of them are capping about their lifestyle, she blames you for not being them. And then you start to blame yourself. Nah. Don't get caught up in that rat race, bro. Keep authentically being yourself, following your journey, and don't try to manipulate yourself to be perfect for nobody.
Has anyone else noticed this about TikTok? Every single post that's a...
Yeah, you gotta choose one. You know, you can't have everything, ladies. I mean, there's some good guys who I'm sure could beat it up. But... you either get the toxic guy who could beat it up but is a terrible boyfriend, or you get the guy who's a good boyfriend who, you know, can't beat shit up.